He's the keeper of the castle.
He didn't weed whack the lawn all summer.
He's a caring dog dad.
The dog hasn't been out since 2 o'clock.
He's the romance king.
We haven't been on a date in 6 months.
It's time for Raven's report card.
Checking in with Raven's wife, Alicia, to see how he's been behaving as a husband. What's new and exciting in the world of home isolation?
Absolutely nothing.
Oh.
Except for nothing works, you know, and I just want to throw everything out the window.
Oh. I wish you could have seen my house yesterday. I started trying to do my Zumba live on Zoom. I consulted with some social media experts who had me go buy all these things so I could set it up in my house. It was like my living room had been turned into a studio. I go to hit play and everything basically exploded and I almost lost my mind.
Good.
Why didn't you just go live on Facebook?
No, because we can't go live on Facebook with when I do Zumba because a lot of the music gets flagged and then they're going to shut down the Ann on Raven page. And then how are we going to connect to people?
Then how are we going to eat? We need to eat.
Right.
What's going on with you this morning, baby?
Yeah.
So you got some technical difficulties.
My postage printer thing doesn't want to print postage. I'm going to throw it out the window.
It wants to kill
like
you.
Right in the front lawn.
Yeah.
I'm going to throw it out there and just... Screw it.
No,
that's
don't
do
that.
Do.
We just did all the seating in the front yard. Don't do that. You're going to make another spot.
Everything that could go wrong does go wrong now, and it's 100 times more frustrating than it's ever been because you just want things to work.
She said to me yesterday, because the Wi-Fi has been spotty, and she says to me yesterday, what's going on with the Wi-Fi? Can't you call somebody? And I said, no, I can't.
But I'm sure you probably
can. No, you can't.
You
but
can.
But they can't go out and do anything.
Yes, they can. I see them out on the street all the time.
Don't tell her that. I don't want to do anything
with
this
today. Everybody's basically still doing that.
He doesn't want to do anything. Right. He doesn't want to do anything.
They're just
going
to tell
me
to reset
He's
the modem.
He's not lying.
That's what they're going to do. They're just going to tell me to reset the modem.
That's
all they're going to do.
Say.
There's a thing on their app, which he admitted to, that you can just click and say that you're having issues with your service. Like, just push the damn button and they'll come.
No. Why don't you push the button?
No, they don't actually come. What happens when you push the button is they turn the modem off remotely. And turn it back on. It's the only thing they do.
Did you do that?
No. Not
Why?
I unplugged it and turned it back on.
But what's going to hurt if you just put that button on the app?
You know what? Both of your problems are being projected onto me right now.
I'm just saying.
I'm going to do it while we're on this phone call. How about that?
There you go.
Can't push the button. Can't move the shoes out in front of the door. Like,
what is that even? I've been doing a great job this week. I've been doing a great job.
Mm-hmm.
Is
that better?
True or false? Has he been doing a great job?
He's been doing better.
That's promising.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have. Thank you very much.
He shaved last night, and he left this big chunk of shaving cream on his mirror.
I didn't see it.
And,
I told you that. I did not see
it.
It
was like on the edge of the mirror, so I left it open so he could see it.
Yeah.
And what does he do? He goes in the bathroom and closes it. And I was like, did you seriously just close that with that big chunk of shaving? I mean, it was a big chunk of shaving
cream. And what did I say when you said that?
I didn't see it.
That's right.
I didn't see it.
Because I didn't see it. That's right. I did not see it.
Did you clean it
How
after?
Could you miss it?
Yes, I cleaned it after.
All right.
What, I mean,
do you need glasses?
Do you need glasses?
Yes, of course I do. Yes, I do.
All right. So what kind of grade would you like to give Raven this week? I feel like we're all on edge. I've taken the route where I don't even think I talk to Paul anymore. Even though we're both under the same roof for a billion hours every day, we just kind of live side by side with the children, but we don't actually interact with each other.
We actually got some stuff done the last couple days around the house together.
Well, that's good.
And in the yard, you know how much Alicia hates it when I go off and I do my own thing when we're doing projects like that. And I followed her lead, and we worked it together. So,
all right. So
I mean, I thought it was a pretty good week. And I emptied the bathroom trash.
Okay.
And the backyard trash. I mean, I took all those trashes out.
You're supposed to do these things. Like,
but
why do guys want a pat on the back when they're like, look, I took out the trash,
or
look,
biggest
I did
pet
this.
Peeve.
Like, you're supposed
that sounds sexist.
Alicia,
that sounds sexist.
This is my biggest pet peeve when my husband says, look, I washed the dishes for you. As
right.
like there's not other people in this house and that they were not his dishes, too.
You guys are being sexist.
The trash is my job.
I think for the next week, you and I, Anna, we should walk around the house and be like, look, I did your laundry. High five.
Right.
Look, I cooked you dinner.
Oh,
like,
look.
I want you to praise me.
Right.
You don't do that already?
Wow.
Right there. What kind
what
of grade would you like to give him this week?
I mean, he did help in the yard, so he's worked his way back up to a C. But, I mean, he got a D and an F and now a C.